United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we begin, Ms. Austin has an announcement she'd like to make. Ms. Austin?
Thank you, Mayor. Do you mind if I provide a handout?
Go ahead.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you, Mayor, Council. Just real quickly, the city is pleased to announce that the ICIP process is now open for public comment. Public meetings will be held this Wednesday, June 9th, which is tomorrow, and this Thursday, June 10th, at 6 p.m. here in the council chambers. Ms. Testa and other city representatives will be available during both meetings to discuss the ICIP process and answer any questions related to currently proposed projects or potential projects. In addition, if anyone would like to provide comment but are unable to attend the meeting, they can email or telephone Ms. Testa. The comment period ends June 14th, and we would be happy to have any of you here either tomorrow or Thursday. And if you could also encourage your constituents to be involved in the process. And that's all, unless there's any questions.
Questions or comments for Ms. Austin? Thank you, Ms. Austin. That'll move us to number one, approval of the agenda.
So moved, Mayor.
We have a motion and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Number two, consider approval of resolution 2021-27, a resolution making certain budgetary adjustments to the 2021 fiscal year budget. Ms. Salcido.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. I will be reviewing the fourth quarter budget adjustments for FY 2021. In the general fund, there is a request in the sports complex department to transfer out $320,180.26 for unused loan proceeds from the project fund to the debt service account. And the last one is in the solid waste fund. There is a request to transfer out $8,860.05 for unused loan proceeds from the project fund to the debt service account. This concludes the fourth quarter budget adjustments, unless there are any questions.
Question from Ms. Salcido. Thank you, Ms. Salcido.
Mayor, I move for approval. This was presented to the Budget Committee, and it did meet with the entire committee's approval.
Second.
And we have a motion and a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Number three, City of Carlsbad Financials, April 2021. Ms. Salcido.
Thank you, Mayor, Council. I'm certain you've had an opportunity to review the financials that are provided in your agenda packet. Therefore, I will only provide you with a brief summary of the city's cash position as of April 2021, the 10th accounting period for fiscal year 21. The city had a beginning fiscal year cash balance of $98.1 million and an ending cash balance of $98 million. The city's revenues of $79 million are $2 million unfavorable to the $81 million budget and 2% below target. The city's labor costs of $40.7 million are $2.6 million favorable to the $43.3 million budget and 5% below target. The city's operating costs of $22.6 million are $10 million favorable to the $32.6 million budget and 25% below target. The city's capital costs of $15.9 million are $23.4 million below the $39.3 million budget and 49% below target. Overall, from the previous fiscal year, there's been a decrease of $100,000 in the cash balance. This will conclude my summary unless there are any questions.
Questions for Ms. Salcido? Thank you, Ms. Salcido. Number four, routine and regular business. All matters under this heading are considered routine by the City Council and will be acted upon in one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items. If discussion is desired on a particular item upon request, that item may be removed from the routine and regular business and be considered separately. And I would ask Mr. Lowe to briefly discuss C4 and Mr. Cass to briefly discuss C5.
Thank you, Mayor, members of the council. Item C4 is a request to approve an agreement with the State of New Mexico Energy, Minerals, and Natural Resources Department and Eddy County. The Energy, Minerals, and Natural Resources are requesting a $1.5 million from the City of Carlsbad and Eddy County to match funds appropriated for the Carlsbad Brine Well Remediation Project. And those funds will match the ones allocated by the state during the 2021 legislative session. The Eddy County Board of Commissioners approved the MOA during their June 1st, 2021 regular meeting, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Capps?
Good evening, Mayor, council members. Before you tonight for your consideration is a memorandum of understanding between the county and the City of Carlsbad to build the West Loop relief route. It's okay. So the city is responsible for about 1.75 miles of this project that includes two major low water crossings, and the estimated cost for the city is $3 million. And I think it's a great thing that we've moved into a common sense design on this project, and we can move forward at a price that we can all afford. And that will conclude my summary.
Question for Mr. Cass.
I got a comment. Way overdue, but great. That's great news.
Yes, sir.
We need it. We need it years back. I'm glad we're finally getting it.
Well, and it'll be a fast track project. It'll hopefully
and
be
I know
done.
That Jason Burns is part of that project. And,
oh. And we do have Jason Burns here. Jason, do you have any comments? Jason is the road superintendent with the county and doing a great job.
Mayor, Council, we'd just like to thank you for your support on this, and we're really looking forward to getting this moving in the right direction. So, like I said, it'll be fast-paced. If you ever need updates or statuses, we'll be more than welcome to provide those to you, come to Council, and whatever we need to do. So,
thank you for your help.
Yes, sir.
Mayor, before Jason sits down, Jason, what took you so long?
18 months. I mean, I only so much you can do.
Really, thank you.
I'd like to add that without the help of Mr. Burns, this project would still be dead. He's exactly. Taken it from something that was pretty much undoable, made it, again, my words, common sense, and something we can afford and something that's much needed.
Awesome. Thank you, Mr. Cass.
Thank you, guys. Great job. We need it.
Is that a motion?
Yes, sir.
We have a motion to approve and a second. For no further discussion, call for the vote.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
All items under routine and regular. Yep, we got one more.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores? Yes. Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
I was ready to get that over with. All items under routine and regular business have passed. Number five, consider approval of request for a transfer of ownership and change of location of dispenser liquor license number 1054 for Murphy Oil USA Incorporated, doing business as Murphy Express, located at 2301 South Canal, applicant Murphy Oil USA Incorporated. Mr. Lowe.
Yes, Mayor, members of the council. The applicant is seeking approval for a transfer of ownership and change of location for a dispenser liquor license. Murphy Express is purchasing the liquor license and is looking for a better location for the proposed license. It's highly unlikely that the license will be used at that location. There was a public hearing held on May 24th. No one spoke in opposition of that. And the proposed location at this current time is 2301 South canal, as mentioned earlier. So the broker for Murphy's Express, Mr. Jerry Hamm, is on the line if there's any questions for Mr. Hamm.
Question from the council?
Just to ask, where is this at now? What's, I don't even know.
Yeah, so it's a trend.
Walmart.
Yeah.
Is it by Walmart?
Murphy's Express.
Oh, that was Walmart.
By Walmart and Chili's.
Yeah.
Fuel pump station?
Yeah.
They took it down. Yeah.
Correct.
Further questions?
I move for approval.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Number six, consider approval of annual city liquor license renewals subject to receipt of a New Mexico state liquor license. Mr. Lowe.
Yes, Mayor, members of the council, state statute requires the governing body to annually renew all business-owned liquor license. These licenses are renewed upon approval by the governing body, providing proof that their state-issued liquor license and a $250 payment to the city of Carlsbad. Recently, the governor signed a bill to waive the 2020 liquor license fees, which allows the state to do that to assist struggling businesses. We're asking for that same consideration tonight to waive the $250 requirement for local businesses in that liquor license.
Question for Mr. Lowe.
Make a motion for approval, Mayor.
We have a motion to approve. And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley. Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Number seven, consider approval of resolution 2021-28, a resolution stating the requirements for notice of public meetings of the governing body, boards, commissions, committees, agencies, authorities, or other policy-making bodies of the city of Carlsbad. Mr. Lowe.
Yes. Mayor, members of the council, state statute requires the governing body to adopt annually a resolution stating the requirements of the notice of public meetings. The last amendment made to the Open Meetings Act was in 2013, so the city is asking for consideration of resolution 2021-28.
Question for Mr. Lowe?
Move for approval.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Number eight, consider approval of resolution 2021-29, a resolution renaming the building at 418 West Fox Street from the Carlsbad Museum and Art Center to the Carlsbad Museum. Ms. Testa.
Thank you, Mayor, City Council members. Before you is resolution to approve the renaming of the Carlsbad Museum and Art Center to simply the Carlsbad Museum. During the last City Council meeting of May 25th, Mr. Lucas of OMI Agency LLC presented to you the concept and design behind the rebranding and the name change. This will help simplify the name to help identify the museum in a more practical way. It also, the name change will also be easily recognized, and it will provide for a variety of options for promotional material, as you saw with the cups that were presented to you last meeting. Thank you. So the museum advisory board supports this, and so with your approval, I stand here for any questions, if you have any questions on that.
Question for Ms. Testa. Thank you, Ms. Testa.
Thank you.
I move approval.
We have a motion to approve and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Number nine, consider approval of resolution 2021-30, a resolution requiring the removal of the weeds and debris at 205 North 3rd Street. Owner, Rhonda Hardesty. Ms. Boyer.
Thank you, Mayor, and members of the council.
A resolution has been presented for your consideration involving property at 205 North 3rd Street, which is located in a residential area near Texas and 3rd Street. There appears to be a single-family residence located at this property. The registered owner, according to the assessor's office, is Rhonda Hardesty, and she does not live at the address but lives nearby. The property does appear to be occupied but has not been maintained. Code enforcement has been called to the house multiple times, and it's been a problem since 2017 and has gradually gotten worse. There is junk and non-running vehicles, dog feces, weeds, and general debris scattered throughout the property. Letters were previously mailed to the owner with no response at that time, although I will mention I have had contact with Ms. Hardesty, and she may be here tonight. She'll be given an opportunity to speak, I believe, in a minute.
Yes.
The property has been inspected by code enforcement officers and the fire marshal, and they have found the property remains out of compliance with the applicable codes. The junk, vehicles, dog feces, weed, and debris remain on the property, and I provided you with updated photographs that were taken, I believe, today. A resolution was prepared there, which I believe you should have already reviewed, asking the owner to remove the ruins, rubbish, wreckage, or debris from the property within 30 days of service by publication. And as I mentioned, a letter was sent to the owner, and she has been in contact and has sent me an email with regard to some considerations she would like the council to take.
Questions for Ms. Boyer? If not, is Ms. Hardesty here? Now, would you like to make a statement, please?
Yes, I was hoping that Ms. Boyer had given everybody a copy of the email that I sent her, because it was about my personal problems that I've been having. But I do want to say that I do humbly request an extension to bring the properties to safety standards and everything. I am aware that they are in a disgraceful shape. I am humiliated and ashamed because of the state of the property. In the email that I sent to Ms. Boyer, I stated that I buried my second daughter, and her angelversary will be Monday instead of Tuesday on June 14th. So that needed to be corrected in the email. I know that there have been other notices. I was raised in a generation that separated gender roles, and I did have a husband, and he was supposed to take charge. He told me he was going to take charge of the home, yard, vehicle, and garbage maintenance. I'm so sorry for having that old-fashioned value, but it was the way that I was raised. When my husband said he would take care of everything, I was relieved, not because I wanted him to do everything, but because I was too exhausted because of my grief to just try to be normal. Now I will take on the giant task of yard management, and it is an enormous responsibility. I have barely come into ownership of 205 North 3rd Street because it was in my husband's name. But because we are divorcing, that is part of this separation settlement and divorce agreement. I can assure you that I will begin cleaning and maintaining the properties, and that they will remain in good condition once that goal has been accomplished.
Questions for Ms. Nadler? Ms. Hardesty? Counselor?
Ms. Hardesty, are you planning on doing something pretty quick? Is your divorce... settled?
Well, the divorce is not settled, and a lot of that property, the vehicles and the building supplies, do belong to my husband. But I'm going to haul it off. If he doesn't come and get it, it needs to be gotten off of there. And so however I need to get it off of there, the horse trailer and the Jeep bodies and the cinder blocks and things like that, were building supplies and vehicles and things that he was working on. And then the next property that you have is 207 North 3rd, and that is also mine, and the same request that I have for 205, I have for 207.
Does he know about what we're proposing?
He does know. He just wasn't interested. He's a talker. He'll talk a big game.
If you tell him what we're going to do, maybe.
I've told, yes, he is aware of it. That actually, Melissa Devlin went out to where he lives right now, and she informed him of all of this. That is technically why he put the property into my name a few weeks ago, was because he doesn't want to deal with it anymore. So 205 North 3rd has only been my property for a few weeks.
Okay. Question for Ms. Hardesty from the council. Thank you.
If I may, Mayor, Ms. Hardesty, I did receive your email. However, it was my understanding from our conversation you were going to be here and you were going to read it to the council.
I you know what? I kept trying and I practiced it, and there's no way.
You did fine.
I cannot make it through.
You did fine. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Mayor, I have a question. Since this is in her name now, was this joint tenancy before that, or was it in his name by himself? It was his solely? Okay. Thanks.
Further questions?
Mayor, I would move that we proceed with the action. I don't want to seem inconsiderate or incompassionate, but this has been going on for 5 years, and we can understand your grief, but our neighbors, madam, we have a duty to the neighbors.
I understand that, and my neighbors are the sweetest people in the whole wide world, and they all tell me they would come up here and stand with me if I needed them to let you know that for them it is not a problem. I could have had them here, but I didn't want to. I mean, I'm already humiliated enough. I didn't want to bring them into it. But my youngest daughter, Annie, died in 2003, right in between Sasha Hitchcock and Katie Zebich. She was 19 years old. Let me say some of it. Okay, so Sasha's mom, Carol, succumbed to her sadness within 10 years of losing Sasha. Katie's mom, Jahan, she is a true leader. She has soldiered on and made sure that Katie's life is remembered through the powerful works and changes that she has made in Katie's name. I'm Annie's mom. I just go through the motions to get through the days and get them over with. There are siblings involved also who lost these children, these girls. My four children, Annie was the baby. Her older siblings all protected her. They fought for her. They even fought each other for her. And my oldest daughter took it the hardest when my youngest daughter died. My oldest daughter turned to prescription drugs and alcohol. She died 3 years ago, June 14th, of drug prescription and alcohol toxicity, chronic liver failure. I am just broken. I buried two daughters in this town, and I am paralyzed. This is the hardest thing besides their funerals that I've had to do, because I do self-isolate. I was so happy when the pandemic came around and I had a good excuse for staying at home. I used it. I used it to my advantage, and I didn't, you know, I tell people, oh, no, you can't come in here. No, it's okay. We're okay. And so now I do know that I need to jump through hoops and everything, and I can do so much every day, but then my sadness overwhelms me, and I can't continue. So I have to go back into my safe space. My safe space that is, I do live at 205 North 3rd Street, and it is my safe space, and I need it because I don't know what I will do without it. And like I said, I can assure you that I will begin cleaning, and I will maintain the properties once the cleaning is accomplished, and I'm just so embarrassed and ashamed. I can't even begin to tell you.
Thank you, Ms. Hardesty. Counselor, you want to finish?
Ms. Hardesty, I still give you 30 days to work on this. I'm sure we can get you some help in that. I'm going to second the motion so that we can keep this thing moving forward, but just stick around and we'll talk after this.
Hey, we have a motion and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Boyer, do you want to explain that, where she goes from here?
Yes, ma'am. So there'll be a posting, and within 30 days of the publication of the posting of the notice of the resolution, Ms. Hardesty, the work should be completed to clean up the property. Okay?
Okay. That'll move us to number 10, consider approval of resolution 2021-31, a resolution requiring the removal of the weeds and debris at 207 North 3rd Street, owners Albert Hammond and Rhonda Hardesty. Ms. Boyer.
This property is similar to the last property, as Ms. Hardesty explained. This is 207 North 3rd Street, also in the same residential neighborhood near Texas and 3rd, with a single family residence on the property. Albert Hammond and Rhonda Hardesty are shown as the owners or have an interest in the property. The property appears to be occupied but has not been maintained. Code enforcement has been dealing with the property beginning in 2017, and the property continues to get worse. There's outside storage, weeds, non-running vehicles, dog feces, and general debris scattered throughout the property. Letters were mailed to the owner previously with no response at that time, and code enforcement has spoken directly to Ms. Hardesty. The property, after inspection by code enforcement and the fire marshal, was found to remain out of compliance with applicable codes, and the storage, weeds, non-running vehicles, dog feces, and general debris remains on the property. The fire marshal found that the property presents an extreme fire hazard for responding firefighters and emergency personnel. You have a resolution before you which, if adopted, would require the owner to remove the ruins, rubbish, wreckage, or debris from the property within 30 days of service of the resolution. Certified letters were mailed out to the owners, and as you see, Ms. Hardesty is here now in response to the letter. She did send me the one email that dealt with both properties, and of course she's here and has already presented some comments.
Further questions for Ms. Boyer? Ms. Hardesty, do you have anything further to add?
And by the way, I did provide you with updated photographs from June 7th.
Okay, thank you. Further questions from the council?
Mayor, I would move for approval.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. For no further discussion, call for the vote.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Number 11, consider approval of ordinance 2021-13, an ordinance rezoning part of R1 residential 1 district to C2 commercial 2 district for an approximately 0.292 acre property located at 2424 Benita Street. Applicant Riley Netherland. A, public hearing, and B, approval of the ordinance. And we will now convene as a public hearing. And Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this is a request to change the zoning from R1 Residential 1 District to C2 Commercial 2 District for the subject property, 2424 Bonita Street. As you'll see on the maps provided, this zone change technically would not create a spot zone as there is C2 zoning south of Bonita Street. This property does front along 8th Street, and from the photo you can tell this is a commercial building. Changing the zoning to C2 would better reflect the use of the property historically. This item was presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission at the May 3rd, 2021 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting, and they considered this item and voted to recommend approval of this request with a vote of 3 in favor of approval, none against, and 2 absent.
Question for Mr. Patterson. Thank you, Mr. Patterson.
Thank you.
I think we have Mr. Netherland here. Do you have a statement you'd like to make, Mr. Netherland?
Okay. make a motion for approval.
We have a motion to approve then. In a second, no further discussion. Call for the vote. I'm sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself again. Do we have anyone that would like to speak for the ordinance? If not, do we have anyone that would like to speak against the ordinance? If not, we'll now reconvene as the City Council to consider approval of the ordinance. Now we're ready.
I'd like to make a motion for approval.
We have a motion to approve and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Strada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
You're approved. Number 12, consider approval of ordinance 2021-14, an ordinance rezoning part of C2 Commercial 2 District to R2 Residential 2 District for an approximately 0.176 acre property located at 211 South Lake Street. Applicant Jordan Anderson. A, public hearing, and B, approval of ordinance. And we'll now convene as a public hearing. Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this is a request to change the zoning from C2 Commercial 2 District to R2 Residential 2 District for the subject property, 211 South Lake Street. As you'll see in your packet on the map provided, this property does abut property that is zoned R2 Residential 2 District to the north, so it would not create a spot zone. I believe the use of the property is residential in nature currently, so the rezoning would better reflect the use of the property right now. This item was presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission at the May 3rd, 2021 Commission meeting. That body considered the item and voted to recommend approval of this request with a vote of 3 in favor of approval, none against, and 2 absent.
Question for Mr. Patterson. Thank you, Mr. Patterson. Do we have anyone here that would like to speak for the ordinance? For the ordinance. Yes, ma'am. Will you state your name for the record?
Dunnigan Associates. The property is currently being used for residential and it is listed for sale. The owner does need the zone change in order to get financing on the property. So we respectfully request your consideration for that approval.
Question from the council? Thank you. Anyone else for the ordinance? If not, do we have anyone that would like to speak against the ordinance? Against the ordinance. If not, we'll now reconvene as the City Council to consider approval of the ordinance. We have a motion to approve and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Number 13, consider approval of ordinance 2021-15, an ordinance rezoning part of C2 Commercial 2 District to C1 Commercial 1 District for an approximately 0.187 acre property located at 2207 West Texas Street. Applicant Francisco B. Vega, A, public hearing, and B, approval of ordinance. And we'll now convene as a public hearing. And again, Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this is a request to change the zoning from C2 Commercial 2 District to C1 Commercial 1 District for the subject property, 2207 West Texas Street. As you'll see in the map provided in your packet, the property is surrounded to the east, west, and north by commercial property. Changing this to C1 is a more restrictive commercial and would not be out of character for the surrounding properties. I believe that the applicant stated at the Planning and Zoning Commission that he wanted to have a mixed use on the property of residential and commercial. This commercial one zoning would allow him to accomplish that. The item was presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission at the May 3rd, 2021 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting, and the commission considered this item and voted to recommend approval of this request with a vote of 3 in favor, none against, and 2 absent.
Question for Mr. Patterson. Thank you, Mr. Patterson. Do we have anyone that would like to speak for the ordinance? For the ordinance. If not, do we have anyone that would like to speak against the ordinance? Against the ordinance. If not, we're now reconvened as the City Council to consider approval of the ordinance.
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion for approval.
We have a motion to approve and a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Ms. Waters. Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Number 14, consider approval of ordinance 2021-16, an ordinance rezoning part of R1 Residential 1 District to RR Rural Residential District for an approximately 0.253 acre property located at 2315 Iris Street, applicant Trevor Frey, A, public hearing, and B, approval of ordinance, and will now convene as a public hearing. And Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this is a request to change the zoning for the subject property from R1 Residential 1 District to RR Rural Residential District at 2315 Iris Street. As you'll see in the map provided in your packet, the property is surrounded to the north, the west, or north, the east, and the south by residential property, to the west by industrial property. Changing the zoning to rural residential would create a spot zone. However, the property would retain its residential nature and residential uses would be allowed there. The item was presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission at the May 3rd, 2021 Commission meeting. That body considered the item and voted to recommend approval with a vote of 3 in favor, none against, and 2 absent.
Further question for Mr. Patterson?
I have a question, Mayor.
Councilor?
Rural residential, is it more restrictive or less restrictive?
It depends on the type of use you are wanting. I believe the applicant wants to run a small self-sufficient farm on the property. So rural residential would be less restrictive in that area. Generally, rural residential is meant for properties that are rural in nature. So usually it's applied at the outskirts of town, things with larger pieces of property. It does allow some commercial on it with conditional use permits. But as far as the allowed uses, it's roughly the same, with the exception of agriculture and farming, which is, it's less restrictive.
Councilor?
Jeff, have you had feedback from the neighbors?
Yes, we've had feedback from one of the neighbors that has lodged quite a few complaints about the state of the property. They're not happy with how the property is unkept. We have had code enforcement respond to that, and we have talked to the owners about keeping the place in good condition. So yes, we have had some feedback.
Further questions, Mr. Patterson? Councilor?
So the issue has been resolved as far as the neighbors' issues concerned?
Yes, regardless of the zone change, the code enforcement issues will be resolved regardless. Code enforcement, if they do find that the property falls out of compliance, they will respond.
Mayor, I have another question.
Councilor?
Is this farm, is it personal or is it going to be a business, like garden or whatever?
I think it's going to be sort of a cooperative. I think the applicant's here to better answer that, but from my understanding, it was going to be a small cooperative between multiple parties.
Thank you.
Councilor?
If you already have problems with the neighbors now, what's it going to be like when you make it, like, legal to do this? It's just going to inflame things, isn't it?
Well, I would state that two things. One, the complaints that were made by the neighbors and the issues that code enforcement has seen are issues regardless of what is going on at the property. So they'll be addressed regardless of whether this is approved or denied. The owner and the people that occupy the property have been responsive to code enforcement in our office when we reach out to them. So I have no doubt we can resolve the issues outside of what type of use is applied or what type of zoning is applied.
Okay. Further questions, Mr. Patterson? Thank you, Mr. Patterson. Do we have anyone in the audience that would like to speak for the ordinance? Would you state your name for the record, please?
Hello, Council. My name is Trevor Frey, the applicant, and we have been working in our regimen to appease the requests that we keep up the property more frequently than we have been. And ever since I have moved into the property, which has been less than a year, I have improved the status of it tremendously. And I have also brought support of that fact as well. So as long as we can, you know, resolve as neighbors, that's what I'd like to do as well. However, the reason why we're trying to change the zoning is to raise the chickens and these small operation of vegetables and other items to sell at a cottage farm or a homestead base to provide for the farmers market in the city as well. So eventually we'd like to provide for the community once we get up to that.
Question for Mr. Frey. Councilor?
If this was your intent, why not buy in an area that actually allowed that rather than come in and seek special permission to do what isn't allowed in that area?
Yes, sir. We're more so responding to what we did not know. So we were trying to handle this in the most effective way for everyone. And the property, you know, was more of like a inheritance more than me purchasing the property, with all respect due.
Mayor? Councilor?
Trevor?
Yes, sir.
If you're doing chickens.
Yes, sir.
Are you going to do a lot of chickens or just a few chickens?
We're just going to keep it under 10. Yes, under sir. 10. We're not going to do an extensive amount of chickens to where it would be a nuisance to the neighborhood at all.
Is there any other critters? Or?
No, sir.
No?
No, sir. Okay. We just have the dogs that we keep up after and the chickens. And we did realize we had a rooster, and per trying to keep the peace with the neighborhood, we got rid of the rooster to a different family who would appreciate them a little bit more. So to reduce the nuisance in the neighborhood. But there are several roosters in the neighborhood regardless to our chickens, and two blocks to the east is actually the country, so we're not too far out from the countryside either.
I don't understand why you have to do a zone change if you're doing things right. You know, growing veggies is no big deal.
Yes, sir.
Having a chicken or two is no big deal. It's when you have a lot of something, you get in trouble, right?
Yes, sir. We're just more so trying to cover all the bases.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Thank you.
And we're willing to have conditions on this zone change as well. Mm-hmm. No, we're willing to be rational with the neighbors.
Further question for Mr. Frey? Thank you, Mr. Frey.
Thank you.
Anyone else for the ordinance? State your name for the record, please.
My name is Austin Wyant. I am a certified compost expert with the New Mexico Environment Department, a soil scientist, and an environmental professional. Mr. Fair asked me to look at his operations there to make sure they were in compliance with New Mexico state law and NMED press practices. I did. He meets all the New Mexico Environment Department solid waste requirements for his compost pile. I didn't notice any odors or any issues of that nature. His small chicken operation, which is what it's seen by state laws, meets those requirements as well. And his vegetable production is within NMDA requirements as well.
Question from the council? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. You wanted to speak? You state your name for the record, please.
Oh, excuse me. I've only found out about this recently, so I might be overlapping on anything y'all guys might know. But the only reason why I found out about that property being changed is I walk every day past that property. And the sign that was supposed to be up was sort of partially obstructed. So I asked the neighbor, which is here too, what it was about, and he told me. And personally, I don't think they can do it. Their property isn't really prepared to raise chickens. And like I just said, I'm also afraid of, I don't talk in front of a bunch of people every day. But definitely not a Perry Basin. But I'm really concerned about how it's going to raise the property values, on our street. Hmm. I really think it would do more harm, them raising chickens, than it would do good. And that's just my personal opinion. And not just that, but also found out that paper was sent to people that live within 100 feet of that property. But the only people that live within 100 feet of that property are the neighbors, which are two houses down from me. Okay, in front of that, their property is an abandoned church, and then another house, which is the old lady that runs that isn't there because she's taking care of her mother, so she might not know anything. Okay, and that's all I have to say.
Did we get your name for the record?
Oh, Don Medaris.
Okay.
Medaris.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? I think we're still for the ordinance. For the ordinance.
Hi, good evening, Council. My name is Whit Story, and I received a bachelor's degree in agricultural and community development about 8 years ago from New Mexico State University. And the things that Mr. Frey is proposing to do, there's numerous good things that I see from it, but I'm going to focus on three tonight that I'd like for you all to consider. Number one, the youth of the community, 4-H programs, FFA programs, things like that. If their folks may not be able to afford something zoned rural residential or anything else like that, but they have the available property and whatnot to be able to do that, what a better project for them to be able to get a zoning change and allow their kids to be able to learn responsibility from raising hens, taking eggs, things like that. Vegetables, whatever else. I know the vegetables probably really aren't the issue here, but that drives into my second point, is that teaches responsibility to the kids. They have a chance to make some money. As we all experienced in 2020, we all could use any little bit of extra money that we have, especially with costs of goods going up, things like that. So it benefits the youth. It's going to benefit economically within the community, no matter how big or small it may be. And number three, a lot of the materials that have been used to fence the property, to build chicken coops and things like that, are repurposed materials, which have stayed out of the community's landfills. It's become less of a burden on the solid waste department and things like that. Not saying that they would have ended up there, but who knows, they could have ended up down at Martin Luther King Park or something like that. So being able to repurpose some of those materials is a great thing. And that's what I've got to say in support of this.
Question from the council? Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else for the ordinance? Will you state your name for the record, please?
Hi, everybody. My name's Melody Sanjari. I'm an environmental professional, but I'm not so much here in a professional capacity, more to kind of speak to the character of Trevor, and also as a citizen of Carlsbad. I found out about the project from other events that Trevor and his partner are involved in. I'm not sure if you're aware, they're pretty avid members of our community, working with the youth through things like disc golf tournaments, working within the farmers market, things of that nature. And just to kind of piggyback Mr. Story, I think that anyone that is willing to put forth their own effort and work on self-sustainability, which is something I think that everyone, you know, could take a lesson on, if I'm being a little brutally honest there. But I think that kind of education is something that Carlsbad would do well to promote. And that's about it.
Okay. Question from the council?
Thank you.
Anyone else for the ordinance?
I'm Cameron Wyatt. I'm Trevor's friend, and I don't have a fancy degree or anything like that, but I've been to the property, you know, and I can say that he keeps it clean. There's no trash on the property. I think if that neighborhood loses value, it won't be because of that house. It's from what I've observed, he's not cutting any corners. The chicken coop looked good. Like, if he was my neighbor, it wouldn't upset me. Okay? And that's all I want.
Thank you. Questions from the council? Thank you. Anyone else? Yeah, come ahead.
Hi, my name's Regina Campbell, and my dad is actually the one that owns the property. I've been there for about probably 5 years. I was young going into the home, and I'm finally now trying to make it something better. And I believe doing what we're doing to give back to the community is going to be great for when we start our family and just benefit everybody. That's all I have to say.
Any questions from the council? Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else for the ordinance?
Mayor Janway, the city of Carlsbad received a phone call this afternoon from Mr. Tommy Reddick. Mr. Reddick apologizes he couldn't make the meeting, but he said he wanted to put it on the record that he was in favor of the zone change at 2315 Iris.
So. Thank you. Anyone else for the ordinance? If not, is there anyone against the ordinance? Will you come forward? State your name for the record, please.
My name is Alvy Kinneman. I live next door. They have to call the city in to have them clean their yard. When they get the chickens and the city don't come and tell them to clean the yard, it's going to be one heck of a mess. The city's told them twice already. And they got a notice a few months ago to clean their yard again. They've about half cleaned it. They keep the yard clean and all, that'd be a different story, but they don't. They have to have somebody tell them to clean it. So I'm against it. I've lived there 45 years. And him ain't gonna raise crops. He ain't gonna raise nothing there. It's a rock hill. You ain't got 6 inches of dirt. And that's all I got to say.
Questions? Question from the council?
Mayor?
Counselor?
You said that code enforcement's been there?
Hmm?
You said that code enforcement has been there twice already.
Code enforcement's once, the city once.
Okay.
Or maybe the court of force twice. I know court of force once. I know the city went once.
Were you complaining?
Yes.
Oh, okay, okay.
I complained about it. That's why they showed up. Okay. They cleaned their yard today. They knew this coming here. They had weeds a foot high or 2 foot high. So I'm against it because they don't keep their place up.
Right. Thank you.
And you know I don't lie, Dale.
Oh, no. Anyone else against? Yes, sir.
One more time. No, I mean, they can come up with some nice speeches and all that, but the fact of the matter is, a lot of them really don't live there. They've never been in that neighborhood before, so they can talk good all they want, but the fact is, none of them live there. And, see, we do, so we'll have to, you know, deal with the results of this judgment either way it goes. You know, like I said, a lot of the neighbors don't even know about this because of the radius.
Yeah.
But, no, that's all I have to say.
Okay.
I want a little bit extra.
Thank you. Anyone else against the ordinance? If not, we'll now reconvene as a city council to consider approval of the ordinance. What's the pleasure of the council?
Mayor, can I ask Jeff one question? Sorry.
No. Mr. Patterson?
Jeff, is there an allowable number of chickens that are, I mean, without a zone change? My problem is not with the chickens, but more the zone change, to be honest with you. We've gone the opposite way. I mean, I remember on 10th Street 6 months ago, somebody wanted to operate a trucking company on 10th Street, wanted to go from rural residential to, or from R1 to C2. So mine's really more with creating a spot zone, and it's not the intended purpose for the neighborhood, not so much what they're doing, but just the fact that the zone's going to change and the purpose of the neighborhood would be changing.
For R1, what they're zoned right now, we limit it to 3 chickens. And I think that was the impetus when Mr. Frey came in to talk to us about what he wanted to do, and we discovered that he wanted to raise chickens on the property. We told him his zoning limited it to 3 with no rooster, and that led to him pursuing other options, one of them being changing the zoning to rural residential, which would allow you to have more than that. Being as it's a rather small property to begin with, there's really no limit in rural residential for the number of chickens you can have, other than if it got to a number that became a nuisance for the neighborhood, we would have to step in with code enforcement and address that situation. R1 is 3, yes, we limit it at 3.
Counselor?
Have you been called once or twice to the resident, do you recall? Code enforcement, I mean?
Right. I know code enforcement was called prior to the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting about the state of the property. It was in some disarray. Like I said before, the ownership of the property and the residents responded to our addressing the situation at the time. I believe that the neighbor called code enforcement again to the property this week. There were some issues, but Mr. Frey did show me some pictures that he had of his property earlier today, and they have addressed the majority of the situation that my code enforcement officer encountered when she went out this week.
Further questions, Mr. Patterson? Thank you, Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Jeff. Mr. Patterson.
What's the pleasure of the council?
Mayor, I'm going to move against this resolution.
There's a motion against. We have a motion and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Waters.
No. I'm against.
No.
I'm against.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes, you're for.
I'm voting for being against.
Yeah.
You can put it any way you want.
It's a yes.
Yes.
How do we do that?
So go ahead and explain it.
If you're voting, if the motion is that you're against adoption of the ordinance, then if you say yes, that means you agree to be against the ordinance.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
I know it's confusing.
All right.
Got it? Thank you. Good. Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Will you explain what that means?
That means that the ordinance was not approved.
Okay.
So the zoning will remain the same.
That'll move us to number 15. Consider approval of ordinance 2021-17, an ordinance annexing a portion of land containing plus or minus 4.47 acres, more or less, including plus or minus 3.88 acres of real property and plus or minus 0.07 acres of street right-of-way contiguous to the city of Carlsbad, located to the east of the intersection of West Cherry Lane and Callaway Drive. Applicants owners Joseph Bannister, Garner Trust. A, public hearing, and B, approval of ordinance. And we'll now convene as a public hearing. Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this is a petition to annex the subject property off of the intersection of Callaway Drive and West Cherry Lane, lots 11, 12, 13, and 14, Himmlerstown and Country Estates. As you'll see in the map provided in your packet, the properties are adjacent to the current city boundary. Both owners of the property, Joseph Bannister and James Garner, have signed on to the petition, and being adjacent to the city boundary meet those requirements. This item was presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission at the May 3rd, 2021 commission meeting. That body considered the item and voted to recommend approval of this petition with a vote of 3 in favor, none against, and 2 absent.
Question for Mr. Patterson. Thank you, Mr. Patterson. Do we have anyone in the audience that would like to speak for the ordinance? For the ordinance. If not, do we have anyone that would like to speak against the ordinance? Against the ordinance. If not, we'll now reconvene as the City Council to consider approval of the ordinance.
Mayor, I make a motion for approval.
We have a motion to approve and a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Motion passed. Number 16, consider approval of ordinance 2021-18, an ordinance applying RR rural residential zoning to an approximately 3.88 acre property located at 730 West Cherry Lane and 1812 Indian Road. Applicants, owners, Joseph Bannister, Garner Trust. A, public hearing, and B, approval of ordinance, and will now convene as a public hearing. And again, Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this is a request to apply rural residential zoning to the subject properties located at 730 West Cherry Lane and 1812 Indian Road. This item goes hand in hand with the previous item. When we annex a piece of property that's outside the city boundary, we need to apply zoning per ordinance. Our default zoning that we apply to properties that we annex is rural residential zoning. As you can see, the properties are residential in nature, so this zoning would fit the current use. The item was brought before the Planning and Zoning Commission at the May 3rd, 2021 commission meeting. That body voted to recommend approval of this request with a vote of 3 in favor, none against, and 2 absent.
Question for Mr. Patterson. Thank you, Mr. Patterson. Is there anyone in the audience that would like to speak for the ordinance? For the ordinance. If not, is there anyone in the audience that would like to speak against the ordinance? Against the ordinance. If not, we'll now reconvene as the City Council to consider approval of the ordinance.
I move approval.
We have a motion to approve. A second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Motion passed. Number 17, council committee reports.
Mayor, we have an actual committee report, but we are getting closer to getting some actual numbers in the census as the redistricting brouhaha is brewing, for lack of a better word, up in Santa Fe. So hopefully we'll have some new information and numbers and be able to have a better understanding of what exactly we're being asked to look at as a city council.
Good. Appreciate all your work as chairman of the census committee. Anyone else? If not, is there anyone in the audience that would like to address the council? Yes, sir. We state your name for the record, please.
I was the applicant on item number 13. And it's not really in reference to that, but in reference to items 8 and 9, or 9 and 10. It sounds like the lady is nearby where I'm at. I'd like to volunteer assistance in helping her clean her yard. Truck, trailer, whatever physical labor I can provide. So if you can take my number, feel free to give me a call, and I can help you out the best I can.
Thank you very much.
Francisco, thank you.
Thank you for your citizenship.
Yeah. Anyone else that would like to address the council? If not, that will move us to number 18, and I'd call on Councilor Lisa Anaya Flores.
Mayor, I make a motion to adjourn.
We have a motion.
Second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Strada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Waltershide?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
We're adjourned.